Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am V.C. Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Both houses of parliament take up discussion on Union Budget 2024-2025. Government clarifies there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says, out of the total 2,62,000 crore rupees railway budget, more than 1 lakh crore allocated for rail safety. Bihar Assembly passes a bill to curb paper leak cases and irregularities in government competitive examinations. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. And in Women Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh beat Malaysia by 114 runs to enter the semi-finals. The match between host Sri Lanka and Thailand underway. Both Houses of Parliament have taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2024-2025 today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha are also taking up discussion on the budget of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-2025 simultaneously. In Rajya Sabha, initiating the discussion, Congress MP P. Chidambaram raised the issue of unemployment and inflation. He said unemployment is the biggest problem, saying that the production-linked incentive scheme has not generated enough jobs in the country.
We demand that a minimum wage of 400 rupees per day for every kind of employment. We demand a legally guaranteed MSP. We demand a write-off of the unpaid balance of interest or installments of educational loans given up to March 2024. We demand the complete abolition of the Agni Veer scheme. And we demand that NEET be scrapped. If some states want to keep NEET, exempt all other states which don't want NEET.
Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the allegation of discrimination against some states in the Union budget. Responding to opposition charges during the Zero War in Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by opposition-led Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to opposition-ruled states.
In every budget, you don't get an opportunity to name every state of this country. Let me take the example of Maharashtra, for instance. In vote on account and in yesterday's budget, I had not named Maharashtra. Cabinet has, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, passed a very important decision. It has taken the decision to set up a very big port in Vadavan in Maharashtra. 76,000 crores have been announced for that project.
Dr. Radha Mohan Das Agarwal of the BJP highlighted the achievements made during the last 10 years. He said the government initiated Jan Dhan Yojana, which provided banking services to crores of people in the country. Participating in the discussion, T.K. Elengo of the DMK alleged that there is nothing concrete in the Union budget for Tamil Nadu. Sanjeev Arora of the AAP stressed on the need to increase the budget allocation in the health sector and make healthcare affordable for all. AGP leader Birendra Prasad Baishya termed the budget as farmer-friendly and job-oriented. Later, Rajya Sabha took up special mentions in which members raised various issues of public importance. After that, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, initiating the discussion, Kumari Sailja of Congress raised the issue of unemployment, saying it is increasing day by day in the country. Participating in the discussion, Biplab Kumar Dev of BJP said Narendra Modi government has made the economic system transparent. Mr. Dev said the economic survey has estimated a real GDP growth of 6.5% to 7% in 2024-25. Virendra Singh of Samajwadi Party accused the BJP-led central government of ignoring Uttar Pradesh in the Union budget. Shri Bharat Mattukumili of the TDP has termed the Union budget as visionary, which exemplify government's unwavering commitment to Vikasit Bharat. Supriya Sule of the NCP-SP urged the government to hold assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Minister for Communication and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, said, out of the 17,611 villages or habitation in the border areas of the country, around 16,818 villages are covered with mobile coverage. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Sindhia said 16,515 villages are covered with 4G mobile connectivity. Meanwhile, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is committed to take all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information which has the potential to weaken the country's democracy and create fissures in the society. He said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today said the government has no plan in privatizing coal mines across the country. He stated this while replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha. Government today clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore statewide entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, in a written reply in the House today, Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, said that India is ranked first in milk production, contributing 25% of global milk production. He said that milk production in the country is growing at an annual growth rate of about 6% per annum over the past 9 years. The government today said over 17,000 police stations across the country are connected so far and are using Crime and Criminal Tracking Network System, CCTNS. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, the Minister of State for Home, Bandi Sanjay Kumar, said CCTNS facilities, collection, updation and analysis of data related to crime and criminals. In Bihar, the State Assembly today passed a stringent bill to curb paper leak cases, malpractices and irregularities in government competitive examinations. The Bihar Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024, which proposes jail sentence from 3 years to 10 years and penalty of up to 1 crore rupees in serious cases, was introduced by Water Resources Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary. A report.
Bihar government has brought the Bihar Public Examination Bill in view of recent incidents of question paper leaks and irregularities in NEET undergraduate examination and teacher recruitment examination. As per the provisions of the bill, all the competitive recruitment and entrance examination conducted by Bihar government agencies will come under its mandate. Autonomous commissions and examination bodies like Bihar Public Service Commission, Bihar University Service Commission have been brought under the mandate of the bill. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts.
The Lok Adalat represents a very informal, technology-based solution to resolve cases involving our citizens to their satisfaction in a purely voluntary, consensual mode. Therefore, on behalf of all my colleagues and the staff of the Supreme Court, I would appeal to all citizens who have cases before the Supreme Court, all lawyers, advocates on record, to take the advantage and benefit of this opportunity in an attempt to resolve their cases speedily in a manner which is acceptable to every contesting party.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that a significant portion of railway budget has been allocated towards enhancing train safety. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that out of the total budget of around 2,62,000 crore rupees, more than 1 lakh crore rupees has been earmarked for rail safety related measures.
इस वर्ष 2,62,200 करोड़ रुपए बजट का एलोकेशन किया है रेलवे के लिए. रेलवे के ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट पिछले 10 वर्षों में 31,000 किलोमीटर नए रेलवे ट्रैक बने, 40,000 से अधिक किलोमीटर रेलवे का इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन हुआ, नए प्रकार की ट्रेन, हर तरह का फोकस रहा कि रेलवे का जो फाउंडेशन है उसको मजबूत किया जाए.
The railway minister said that a record budget of 5,147 crore rupees have been allocated for Punjab. The minister said 9,959 crore rupees have been allocated for Rajasthan, which is 14 times higher than UPA government. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has unveiled a commemorative stamp to honour legendary singer Mukesh on his 100th birth anniversary in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Minister Shekhawat lauded the legendary singer Mukesh for his extraordinary contribution to music. He highlighted Mukesh's legacy, noting that the singer had gifted more than 1,300 soulful melodies to the people. Remembering his father's musical journey, singer Mukesh's son, Nitin Mukesh, expressed deep appreciation for the enduring love and support shown by fans throughout the years. In Bangladesh, the life of people have returned to normalcy, have started return to normalcy as the national holiday ended and the government relaxed curfew imposed to control violence since last Friday night. All public and private establishments, including garment factories, banks and stock exchanges, have been reopened and employees and workers have joined their respective works spontaneously since the morning. Most of the apparel factories, particularly situated in Dhaka and nearby districts, have been reopened. Broadband internet was restored to specific areas, including diplomatic and commercial zones, after 5 days of outage. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 2 days. The weather department said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over these regions thereafter for the next few days. The central parts of the country are also expected to witness very heavy rainfall for the next 2 days and heavy rainfall during the subsequent 3 days. According to IMD, the Gujarat region experienced exceptionally heavy rainfall exceeding 40 centimeters today. Heavy rains lashed several parts of Gujarat today. Due to waterlogging at several places, normal life was severely affected in Anand, Surat, Bharuch and Narmada districts. Borsad in Anand district recorded the highest nearly 14 inches of rainfall till 6 this evening. Several places in Narmada, Bharuch, Surat and Chota Udaipur districts recorded more than 4 inches of rainfall resulting in road waterlogging. The water level is rising in the state's dams and rivers. Relief Commissioner Alok Pandey said 8 people died due to rains during the past 24 hours. Thus, the total number of casualties due to rains has gone up to 61 in the state.
कुछ जगहों पर लोगों को रेस्क्यू किया है एयरलिफ्ट करके द्वारका में और सूरत में जो टोटल रेस्क्यू हुआ है वो सभी लोग प्राइमरी स्कूल्स में और सुरक्षित जगहों पर रखे गए हैं जहां पर उनको कोई दिक्कत न हो उनको खाने पीने की भी सुविधा दी जा रही हो.
Study conducted by SEBI has found that more than 70% of individual intraday traders in equity cash segment have incurred losses in 2022-23 fiscal. The study also noted the surge of over 300% in the number of individuals participating in intraday trading in equity cash segment in financial year 2022-23 as compared to financial year 2018-19. As per the report, around 1 in 3 individuals who trade in equity cash segment trades intraday. Report said average number of trades by loss makers was higher than the profit maker. SEBI observed that share of young intraday traders having aged less than 30 years has grown to 48% in 2022-23 as compared to 2018-19. Report highlighted the percentage of loss makers among younger traders was 76% in financial year 2022-23 as compared to other age groups. In Women Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh has beaten Malaysia by 114 runs to enter the semi-finals. For Bangladesh, Murshida Khatun scored 80 runs in 59 balls and Nigar Sultana hit 62 from 37 balls. Chasing the target of 192, the Malaysian women could only score 77 in 20 overs, losing 8 wickets at Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka. In another match between Thailand and Sri Lanka is now underway. Sri Lanka were 81 in 10 overs, chasing target of 94 runs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament take up discussion on Union Budget 2024-2025. Government clarifies there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says, out of the total 2,62,000 crore rupees railway budget, more than 1 lakh crore allocated for rail safety. Bihar Assembly passes a bill to curb paper leak cases and irregularities in government competitive examinations. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. And in Women Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh beat Malaysia by 114 runs to enter the semi-finals. The match between Ho Sri Lanka and Thailand underway. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.